there is still hope. No matter how dead your situation is, I said there is still hope. If a dead tree can still bring out fresh mushrooms, sir, never conclude on your situation, because there is hope. No matter your situation, God still has a say, irrespective of how dead it is. I don't want you to give up. You know why this week we are receiving messages like this? I don't know why. But church, I don't want you to give up. I don't know why God has been speaking to us like this, but I don't want you to give up. There is a reason why God has been speaking to us like this. That even a dead tree still has hope that it can bring forth something like a mushroom. Your case is not an exceptional. In your death situation, God can still provide a way. Do you trust in the Lord? If you really trust in the Lord, then don't give up. There is still hope. There is still hope. There is still hope. There is still hope. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. This alone is okay. There is still hope. There is still hope. Jiampo a apro. If it can still bring mushroom. For people to even be fighting over it. Hey, you are not useless.
I see the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. The Holy Ghost sent from heaven.
Your life is never a waste. Your life is never a waste. God has plans and intentions. for you. Keep believing in Him and continue to have faith in the Lord. He that has begun a good work in you will surely bring it to an expected end. Let's keep trusting in the Lord. If Paul and Silas was kept in prison and they were believing God to die at any moment, but still, when they prayed and they praised, God provided a way. Your case is not exceptional. In Philippians chapter 4, the verse 6, I want you to tell, please give me that scripture. Philippians chapter 4, the verse 6. We shouldn't be anxious of anything, but in all things, we should not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, not in some, but in every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, we should present our request to the Lord. It has to tell us that even prayer has a way, and fasting has a way in presenting a miracle before somebody. If only you would not allow anxiousness and anxiety to take over your destiny, sir, there is still hope. If only you still have a voice to pray. If only you still have a voice to pray. There is still hope. Let me read the NLT. It said, don't worry about anything. I like the word of God. If God tells me not to worry about anything, then I don't need to worry. If God tells me not to worry, church, it means don't worry. If God is speaking to you and God is telling you, don't worry, I beg, don't worry. No matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad the situation is, I beg you, don't worry. The Bible said, but instead, we should pray about everything. Listen to the word of God. Sometimes when you are reading the Bible, take your time and read it. Instead, we should pray about everything, not some. Everything. We should tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. He said, instead, we should thank Him for all He has done. And we should pray about what we need. Is it not amazing? This week, I intentionally speak like this because I want you to really enter into your soul. This is God speaking to us. I know there are sometimes the situations in life can cause us to worry. Sometimes the situations in life can cause us to be bothered. Sometimes the situations in life can cause us even to get anxiety. We are anxious because of the delay, because of the frustration, because of the things happening in our life. Sometimes we can feel anxious. We can feel anxious. We are human beings. I'm not saying that we are superhuman beings. We are all human beings. The truth of the matter is that we can feel anxious. Truth of the matter is that we can feel anxious, but the Bible said we shouldn't be anxious. Although sometimes the situations of life can cause us to be anxious, but the Bible said we shouldn't be anxious of everything. But in everything, we should pray and we should tell God what we need. What is the situation of your life? The answer is that tell him what you need. Just tell him, talk to him. Talk to him. And after that, he said we should thank him for all what he has done in our life. Do you understand what it means? We should thank him for all what he has done. It means that we shouldn't be people who forget easily about the things God has done in our life. Mommy, sir, you can never tell me God have not done anything to you. You can never say that God has never responded in a situation of your life before. You can never ever tell me that God hasn't given you a testimony. Why are we short? We have a very short memory. Why? Why is it that sometimes we allow problems to overwhelm us to a point that we even forget the things God has ever even done in our life? And sometimes we pretend as if God has not done even a single thing for us. This is how sometimes we pretend to be. Todabia, ye behave to say eradikura nye bibikura maya brabu muda. He said, after telling him what you need to thank him for what he has done. In other words, you need to thank him for what he has done, past tense, what he is about to do. Yeah. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has. Do you also understand what the scripture is trying to tell us? The scripture is trying to tell us that worrying and feeling anxious doesn't bring solution to your problem. Worrying and being anxious doesn't bring solution to your problem. But he said, don't focus on getting worried, but in everything, he said, tell him, talk to him, pray. Pray. A guy left you. That is how you are crying. You won't even eat. Church in Powajaiba. Shame unto you. you lost money. That is how everybody became an enemy to you. Me see, Obi ni kunu agya no. Ja keke ni kunu agya no, come and see. O de fa wo yi oyiye obi a. Oyiye sofo. Oyiye ne maami. Oyiye ne papa. Me see oyiye ne papa. Oyiye ni nwia no. Jimin kwa. What you are doing, do you that? Listen, please. There are things I don't know how to say it, but the truth of the matter is that how many of us became emotional? We were sad, we were worried, we were thinking, we were feeling certain ways, and it solved any situation in our life. How many of us? Maybe I have to know. Maybe it's because me have not experienced that kind of worrying because maybe there is a dimension of worrying that brings solution. I don't know. The Bible said we shouldn't be anxious. We shouldn't be worrying. But in everything, instead, we should pray about everything. And we should thank Him. And we should thank Him for what He has done. I mean, the Lord has done something in our lives. Sometimes you don't know why God brings testimonies to us. Have you asked yourself why? Have you asked yourself, say, Tipia Mupepa, no POB, dear dance, ye Obia Sendia dance, ye kind? Do you know why the Lord does that? Do you think He's doing that to exalt the man of God? No. God is giving you testimony just to tell you that your case is not an exceptional case, it can still be done by Him. Talking to people at all. Prayer and fasting can bring a miracle, can secure a miracle in your life. Not thinking, not being emotional, not being sad. Am I talking to people at all? Listen to me. There were people in the Bible that used the strength of fasting and prayer to win many battles. If I can't remember anybody, I cannot forget about Sister Esther. I cannot forget Sister Esther. How Sister Esther saved the Jewish from being perished, from being killed by a wicked man called Haman. Bible says she fasted and told Mordecai, tell all Israel to fast for 3 days and I will go to the king. If I perish, let me perish. And this was how Esther saved everybody through the instrumentality of prayer and fasting. God can use any instrument just to cause a miracle. But tonight, I want to tell you that God also uses prayer and God uses fasting just to change somebody's life. Give me Ezra chapter 8, the verse 21 to 23. Ezra chapter 8, the verse 21 to 23. Ezra chapter 8, the verse 21 to 23. Please, some of us, we don't pray, we complain. Some of us, what you think that you are doing is not prayer, it's complaining. What we call prayer isn't prayer, it is complaining. Ezra chapter 8, the verse 21, we are reading up to 23. Listen to it. He said, "And there by the Havah canal, I gave orders to all of us to fast and humble ourselves even before our God." He said, we prayed that he will give us a safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we travel. Verse 22. "For I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to accompany us and protect us from enemies along the way. After all, we had told the king our God's hand of protection is on all who worship him, but his fierce anger rages against those who abandon him." Verse 23, "So we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God would take care of us, and he heard our prayer." Did you hear that? My God! "So we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God would take care of us." And the Bible said, and he heard our prayer. They earnestly prayed. It's not that your 2x4 kind of prayer. I don't know why how some of us we pray as if they earnestly prayed. Do you know why they prayed like that? Because they had already told the king that, "King, we don't want you to bring soldiers because we don't need soldiers. The God that we serve is able to command his hand to cover us from enemies. And anybody who will try to trespass the hand of God will hit his wrath." And because of that, they needed to fast and bring that hand upon themselves so that the enemy will not fight them. Mommy, it means that it is possible to walk in this life without getting any battle in life. It is possible. When the hand of God is leading you, when the hand of the Lord is protecting you, it is possible to live this life without being touched by any enemy. The Bible said they fasted and they earnestly prayed that the Lord would take care of them. And the Bible said, and God heard their prayer. My God. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, anytime you open up your mouth and you will decide to fast and pray, I decree and declare that may the Lord hear your prayer. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord hear your prayer. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. May the Lord hear your prayer. May the Lord hear your prayer. Give me Daniel chapter 9. Give me Daniel chapter. I don't know how many scriptures I can give you to believe that when we fast and pray, God hears it. But I will still give it to you. Give me Daniel chapter 1, verse 9 going. Daniel chapter 9, rather, verse 1 going. Yeah. Just get me the NLT version. Get me the NLT version. Let's just go. Okay. He said, it was the first year of the reign of Darius the Mede, the son of Hazarius, who became the king of the Babylonians. Let's go. During the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, learned from the reading the word of the Lord as revealed to Jeremiah the prophet that Jerusalem must lie desolate for 70 years. So I returned. I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and fasting. Did you hear that? Check the verse 3 again. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and in fasting. And I also wore rough burlap and sprinkled myself with ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commandment. Verse 5. But we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and scorned your commands and regulation. Let's flow. Verse 6. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophet, who spoke on your authority to our kings and princes and ancestors to all the people of the land. Verse 7. Lord, you are in the right, but as you see, our faces are covered with shame. This is true of all of us, including the people of Judah and Jerusalem and all Israel, scattered near and far, wherever you have driven us because of our disloyalty to you. Verse 8. O Lord, we and our kings, princes, and ancestors are covered with shame because we have sinned against you. Verse 9. But the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Empire no be born is anu. Mpacho de mon compare obi empire. Na mon fan compare empire. Sani e bon pai. Verse 10. We have not obeyed the Lord our God, for we have not followed the instruction he gave through his servants, the prophet. All Israel has disobeyed our instruction and turned away, refusing to listen to your voice. So now the solemn curses and the judgment written in the law of Moses and the servant of God have been poured down on us because of our sins. You have kept your word and done to us our rulers exactly as you warned. Never has there been such a disaster has happened even in Jerusalem. Every curse written against us in the law of Moses has come true. Yet we have refused to seek mercy from the Lord our God by turning from our sins and recognizing his truth. Therefore, the Lord has brought us upon us the disaster he prepared. The Lord our God was right to do all these things, for we did not obey him. Verse 15. I want you to follow the prayer very well. That is how I want us to read to verse 23. O Lord our God, you brought lasting honor to your name by rescuing your people from Egypt and in great display of power, but we have sinned and are full of wickedness. In view of all your faithful mercies, Lord, please turn your furious anger away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, and all the neighboring nations. Mocked Jerusalem and your people because of our sins and the sins of our ancestors. Oh, our God, hear your servant's prayer. Listen as I plead for your own sake, Lord. Smile again on your desolate sanctuary. Oh, my God, lean down and listen to me. Open your eyes and see our despair. See how your city, the city that bears your name, lies in ruins. We make this plea not because we deserve help, but because of your mercy. Look at the 19. Oh Lord, he said, hear, oh Lord. Forgive, oh Lord. Listen and act. For your own sake, do not delay, oh my God. For your people and your city bear your name. Verse 20. I went on praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, pleading with the Lord my God for Jerusalem, his holy mountain. Verse 21. As I was praying, Gabriel. Now listen to me. As I was praying, Gabriel, whom I had seen in the earlier vision, came swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice. And now I want you to follow it. Look at the verse 22. He explained to me, Daniel, I have come here to give you insight and understanding. The last verse, 23. The moment you began praying and a command was given, and now I am here to tell you what it was. For you were very precious to God. Listen carefully so that you can understand the meaning of your vision. Can you imagine? Look at the way somebody prayed to God through fasting and prayer. The first acknowledged God and made God so great to make God understand that it was their own wickedness and stubbornness and mistake that made them sin. And everything they are experiencing now, it was prophesied by the prophets, and they heard it and they never obeyed. And now they are in trouble because they had done many things that they deserve whatever they are going through. But Lord, the Lord should forgive them, not because of them, but because of his name's sake. In other words, so far as they are called Christians, anybody who will look at them and mock them will also mock God because they bear the name of God. So God should look at his namesake and have mercy upon them and hear them. Look at how somebody was praying, fasting and prayer. Please, when you fast, how do you pray? You can see a difference between this man's prayer and our prayer. And you could see how the man prayed attracted an angel. Some of us, we pray for 5 hours. No angelic presence. Nothing like that. Because of how we pray. The Bible said that and the angel called Gabriel came swiftly. And now, bro, for no minimum. Came swiftly. Somebody could talk to God till he convinces heaven. I'm telling you. He talked with God till he convinced heaven. And he said, I have come to give you understanding. I have come. This is prayer. May kind prayer, Chiro. And don't think man jump. I wanted to read the prayer. And you listen to how a man is praying to God. And you think it is just verse 1. But it is prayer. Somebody's prayer he took time to write. Please, let's compare his prayer to our prayer. Is that how we pray? No wonder he got a resource faster than us. Because some of us, we don't even want to admit that it is our own mistake. We always want to blame. Like that nonsense. want to accept any fault, we always want to blame everything to others. Hear what the Bible says. It said, from the first day you set your heart, even to seek the face of God, the Lord sent me, and I have come for your word. I have come for your ways. I have come for your ways. I have come. Because you waited on the Lord and you fasted and prayed, Daniel, I have come for your ways. Give me the book of Jonah. Jonah chapter 3. I don't know how many scriptures I can give to you. Give me Jonah chapter 3, the verse 5. We are reading to 10. If I were to view this particular Daniel scripture, I will read the way he prayed, and I will copy the same thing when I'm praying. I'm telling you. Then the Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Verse 7. He said, this is the proclamation he issued in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herbs or flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat nor drink. Can you imagine? Somebody, they received a prophetic word, and that prophetic word, that king, you people, you mob with your mind too much. This was a message God sent Jonah to go and tell them. And these people, there was no hope for them to be even escape the wrath of God. The Bible said, as soon as the king heard it, he told them, please, tell all the animals, if somebody is an animal and he dares eat, even I am warning animals not to eat, how much more human beings? We are all fasting. Even your dog is fasting. Imagine that day, even mosquito was fasting. Imagine that day, mosquito was, everybody was fasting. Everybody, give me the verse 8, 9, and 10, please. Give me the verse 8, 9, and 10. After they fasted, let's see what they did. Listen. But the people and the animals, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Did you see that? So as we are fasting, we should make sure we let our evil ways and our violence go. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. Look at verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Can you imagine? When the people decided to fast and pray and turn away from their evil ways, the Bible said that God relented. He said that he will kill them. He said, I won't kill them again. He changed his mind. It means that if they can cause prayer and fasting, they used prayer and fasting to change God's mind. It tells you that no matter the situation you are going through, if you can bring prayer and fasting to it, a miracle can be released. Although God's judgment came through, but they still changed the mind of God through the prayers and the fasting they did. And lastly, they turned from their evil ways. Mommy, I know we are fasting and we are praying, but do you know most of us, we are still doing what we are doing? It means that Adiana wo ye no jaye ne didi because Adiana she. Mami kan kurenjire mo. Up to now, ye boy rade sum pa ye se rade en fa miracle bin ba ya awari emu no. Wo da so e bie bie o nan mu ma be mo nware wo so ono wonda. E fast imre mu. Ey! Now what do you want to be in Quran? Un gino shebre huo. You don't think about your destiny. They turned from their evil ways. They turned from their evil ways. Be careful. Be careful. Let me give you a last scripture. Isaiah chapter 58, the verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 58, the verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 58, the verse 6 to 8. Give you the last scripture. He said, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly in prison, lighten the burden of those who work for you. He said, let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. In other words, share your food. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. He said, give clothes to those who need them and do not hide them from relatives who need your help. Verse 8, then your salvation will come like a dawn and your wounds will quickly be healed. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Ah, my God. Did you hear that? The Lord is saying, this is the way I want you to fast. When you are fasting, make sure you do good. We live in a generation, somebody is fasting, pa ye ye fasting. So, o de mi nu nkasa o, kwe. O de bom pa ye se six be bomi. Se two bomi, o be hu de mi de be yo. Hey, sister. Sister. I should look at the nine. Let me look at the nine. Then when you call, hey sister, you the assembly ba. Eh? Akufuado, who the assembly ba? Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. And he will quickly reply. Remove the heavy yokes of oppression and stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Hey! Konkonsa! Kowa! Dienimu! Verse 9, Yamishra, Akufuado, my genogram by verse 9 is on ten tempra. Kawana Mishasi free. Kowa, he said, then will I hear you? Did you hear? Then will I hear you? So have you seen the reason why God does not hear us? We are fasting. Fasting. At the same time, doing things. Involving ourselves in evil ways. Fasting. Me say fasting, we throw be a man for a didino. Fasting. Or you're fasting, say, Rade, and who no more born show miracle. Drunk one with dear. Hey! The end of the day, week in the paper, when you dance yourself, and say, dear, Prophet Dave cried, my bonfire cried, dance your number. So, why are we in the way? You yourself, you know what you do. You yourself, you know what you do. And this is why most of us, although we fast and pray, seeking God for a miracle, yet it is not yet released. It looks like God does not even hear us. It looks like God does not even hear us. Because the answer has been spelled out. The answer has been said. We don't want to drop that evil ways. We don't want to do good. That means when we are fasting, we should do good. When you are fasting, you should be able to help people. You should be able to do good. Avoid certain kind of evil acts. Avoid it. Avoid your evil ways. That is how God hears us very faster. I'm preaching the total gospel to you. Listen to me. When you fast and pray, it loses the bounds of the wickedness. It removes fasting removes burdens. Fasting breaks the bounds of wickedness. Fasting, it removes burdens. Fasting and prayer, it destroys oppression. Fasting and prayer, it takes away yokes and burdens. And note that whenever you fast and pray, it results in your life is always breakthroughs and miracles. I pray for you that in the midst of your fast, in the midst of your prayer, I pray that may God release a miracle and a breakthrough unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. That means, as we pray and fast, and as we present the matter and our matters to God, let's see that He will not release the 11th hour miracle unto us. One of the things that is so shocking is that even one day fast can change your situation. Sometimes we need to learn how to begin the fast from the 12 midnight on the day you choose and have no food or water, or 24 hours no food or water, or 18 hours no food or water, and pray and ask God to intervene in the situation. Call upon the name of the Lord and point out to God the scriptures where he promised to answer you. Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive. John 16:23-24. 1 John 5:14. All our scriptures that tells us that when we pray, God answers us. They are all instances that shows when we pray, God answers us. There are times you need to tell yourself that the whole day or 18 hours, I'm not drinking water and I'm not eating any food. Yeah. Sometimes you can tell yourself from 12 midnight, like 12 hours, 24 hours, 18 hours, you can decide to tell God, Lord, I'm not drinking, I'm not eating. I'm looking for a miracle. And point out scriptures, Matthew 7:7-11. Scriptures na meka kamene wa metwere untwere da. Computer mind oti. Owiana ni refi. Obompayana, oh Father, my Lord, my Lord, my Father, my God, my Father, Lord, my Father, my God, my Father, you said your word, oh God, my Father, like that. Stop that nonsense. We pray with scriptures. We pray with scriptures. Matthew 7:7-11. John 6:16. John 16. Thank you, Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, the verse 23-24, I believe. 1 John 5, the verse 14-15. And that is the only thing you hear. My Father, my Lord, my Father. Father, you said, Father, your Lord. Oh, Lord, my Father, please. Yes, my Lord and my God. And you are doing, oh, God, my Lord, my miracles. Oh, Father, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, anything that, oh, yes, Lord. Oh. No scriptures. No scriptures in their mind. No scriptures in their spirit. They are just wasting energy. Yaba, belala, akuabaya, akuabaya. Please get scriptures. Get scriptures for prayer. Get scriptures for prayer. We quote God by his word. even when you lift the prayer and you are praying, you should be able to pray and you say, oh Lord, your word says this, your word says this, your word says this. And so, Father, because of your word never fails. Do this in my life. Do this, you know, that is how we pray. Come and see. We prayed Baal. Kaba, Laba, Epebeb, Akabab, Abaya, Apaya, Apaya, 14 hours, Apaya. Then the person will come out from the mountains. Yeah. Hallelujah. Eradin Shrabawati. Capre. Is it Capre? Hey, get scriptures in your soul. Get scriptures. Hey, Radem Boy. I'm not saying that kind of prayer is bad, though. I just want to tell you that anytime you pray, you want to pray such a prayer. You get what I'm trying to say? Anytime you want to pray such a prayer, then first quote a scripture. Okay? Quote a scripture and explain the scripture and just lift the prayer out of the scripture. Then you can continue with that prayer. Or you can lift up the prayer as you are praying. Then you say, Father, your word says this. As the Bible said, like this, like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, let it be done according to your word in my life. Repent. Father, you said that we should call unto you and you will answer and you will show us great and mighty things that we know not. I call unto you according to your word. Lord, let it be done unto my life. Lord, answer me. Oh, bomba, you know. Am I communicating? Yeah. You are praying. You are praying. Quote scriptures through prayer. Pray in tongues, but let your scriptures flow. Let God knows that you know what you are saying. Let God knows that you know what you are saying. You are not just beating about the bush. Let God know it. I don't actually say all Bombay. That is why I said, go and look at the Daniel chapter 9. Look at the way Daniel was praying. You could see that Daniel was quoting scriptures and was telling them that as even the Lord spoke through his word into the prophet Jeremiah. You get it? Uh-huh. That means he was quoting the book of Jeremiah. Question will see bomb by a booby. From today, may your prayers and fasting be answered. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And may the Lord keep you all strong and safe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I'll be uploading the message. You can go and download it as well and listen to it.